Hello, I'm Denise Lowe, and I have two poems about deer today. Deer fascinate me, and they are part of the indigenous American traditions of shamanism, transformation, and it is pretty magical that we eat venison and live and breathe because of the transformation of that meat into our own flesh. Here is a poem called Levitation. Ghosts float above ground. These deer waver in sunrise fog over asphalt. Front on, only ears show, sideways, slanting northward. Then full bodies appear, soft tan fur, solid torsos, brown cherub eyes. They move obliquely in pale light. They could fall to curbs, but veer instead to cedars. Hooves never touch. I plod behind them, earthen, lost in gravity and night glum. Sun glimmers, glitter mist fills air. They rise. This other poem is a true story about a sighting of white deer in our front yard. White deer, chiaroscuro. That pocket of night between midnight and dawn, witching hour, early for crepuscular deer, yet too bask in moonlight, profiled, rough-furred, almost tangible beyond glass. They float closer to each other, symmetrical garden statues halting time in this eerie tale, black nose to black nose, large-eared, blocky does, backlit in a landscape shot. Unmoving, they turn smaller, repositioned downhill, camouflage with others and junipers. Look, father's death mask glows in shadows, but no, it's a white deer, another, albinos separating from night, specters in a tableau as real as the dead walking among us. Levitation and White Deer Chiaroscuro, two deer poems. This is Denise Lowe.
Denise, a former Kansas poet laureate, is author of more than 25 books of poetry and prose. Her new memoir, The Turtle's Beating Heart, One Family Story of Lenape Survival, explores her own heritage. In honor of our Food Friday, Denise shares a family recipe that calls for, well, two deer. You'll find it at the Radio Readers Book Club under the Features menu at hppr.org.
Ten thousand words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed. I wrote or read them all when searching in the swarm, still can't find how to hold my hand.